Hi, welcome to WPT Speak Up. My name is Phoebe Kirk from Sun 2.
My name is Nancy Jerry and Gary from Ramosh. Joining us today is Ezra from Ashwood and Sam Holt, also from Ashwood, where they are doing great things about mental health.
Today we are discussing mental health, particularly neurodiversity in children and adults.
Let me pose the question, what is neurodiversity?
I think neurodiversity is recognising that we are all different. Example, people with ADHD, their brain develops slower than neurotypical people, have decided is the norm and they may view the world differently.
Hiding your true self just to fit in damages your mental health, lowers your self-esteem and self-worth. This is the way they feel they need to be accepted in society.
We are now going to speak to Sam Holt about his point of view of it.
What do you do at Ashwood to support mental health in school?
I, with many others in Ramosh Ashwood Primary School, are an ambassador to mental health and anti-bullying, so that we can help anyone if they need it.
Enjoy being a mental health ambassador.
Yes, because it lets me help others with any challenges they may have over things that they can't override.
How do you think we can change mental health problems?
I think you can just speak out to any adults or people that can help you to help change mental health problems. I'm going to pass you over to Ava Smithwick. She's going to talk about our therapy Thursday sessions.
Again. Tell us about Therapy Thursday. Do you think it works well? Why?
It works well because it gives people a chance to speak to adults that they might have a stronger connection with, and it shows that you're not alone and that everyone goes through it.
Is it something that could be introduced to other WPT schools?
It should be introduced to WPT schools because it just shows that students can have like a good school life, that not worrying about things.
Are there anything staff would need to know in order to put it in place?
Know about what's going on Therapy Thursday, so then they can have a chance to prepare themselves what might come on the Thursday.
Is it just for children or could it work in WT secondary schools and for our WT staff?
It should be for everyone because it's not just us that go through it, everyone else goes through it because staff could be stressed at work with everything that happens.
Hi, now I am with Lucy and Amy.
Hi.
What do you do at Comp?
So I'm a mental health ambassador, I'm an anti-bullying ambassador and I work in student leadership.
I'm also an anti-bullying ambassador and like Amy I work in school council.
What do you guys think of mental health?
I think that it should be made as more of a big thing, especially inside schools. I think that it's important that everyone knows what to do if they've got bad mental health and where to get the support if needed.
Quite a few staff members, especially Miss Forshaw, have gotten better at speaking to students about their mental health and allowing us to express our worries.
Although it is really helpful to understand how our young people feel, it is equally important to understand some of the challenges that parents have to deal with due to some of those issues Amy and Lucy spoke about. Thank you for coming to our podcast because it will help our listeners to be more open about neurodiversity and hopefully we can help society to be more open and talk about their challenges.
If we don't talk about mental health and its challenges, then we cannot promote the change we need.